Child sacrifice is on the rise in Uganda. A new well brings physical and spiritual help to a community in Kenya. And God's Word and Audio is reaching a people group in the Ukraine. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As famine looms, child sacrifice in Uganda is on the rise. A police report confirms 23 deaths since the beginning of the year. But Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there's a startling trend.
The numbers of those have increased, and at least in some cases, those have been the bodies of children of believers.
Christian radio broadcasts have helped the church grow. DeYoung says
the church is being mobilized to speak against this terrible evil. When a child is executed in this kind of ritual sacrifice fashion, it is a violation of Ugandan law. However, human trafficking is less clearly prohibited in the legal code.
He's urging prayer.
It does seem that where the gospel is spreading, the enemy retaliates. So we need to be in prayer that those who experience this may know how to respond, may be able to persevere, and that the Lord's provision will prevail.
Next, nearly 1,000 Bible school students in Indonesia faced eviction from their temporary residence last week. The day before their eviction notice, the local government shut off their electricity and water. This led to the students demonstrating and creating a human barricade with their bodies. Riots ensued as police tried to evict the students. After extremists attacked their school in 2008, Voice of the Martyrs has supported these students and encouraged them to keep up their witness for Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Another community in Kenya finally has a water well. Since 2007, Kids Alive International has had their boys' center near Mount Kenya. Previously, the center and community had to pump water from a nearby river. They started drilling for a well last month and hit water less than a week ago. Kids Alive's Linda Mugo says this has been an exciting project.
It's been quite an exciting project. And just to quote one of the boys who watched the water sprout out of the ground, said, "This is God."
And the excitement has spread to the community.
We've had drought for most of the year. The community would come to us for food and help in different ways. So for them as well, this is a miracle because it's something that we've all been praying for.
Mugo says now all their centers in the surrounding communities have wells there. With the water supply secured, they can turn their attention to spiritual needs.
We request that people pray with us so that we're able to reach out, not only to meet the needs of children, but also the spiritual needs of the adults in their lives.
Elsewhere on the shores of the Sea of Azov in the Ukraine, digital players with God's Word in Russian are helping to deepen spiritual relationships in a group of blind and visually impaired people. A team from the Revival Slavic Baptist Church in Washington State contacted Audio Scripture Ministries. Interest grew when they discovered that God's Word was available in audio for their friends and family in the Ukraine. Pray God's Word touches hearts and that many will come to Christ. And we're wrapping up our series with HCJB Global and their Voice in Hands of Jesus Challenge. Featured today is Kristen Vanderwell, who traveled to Haiti over the summer for the fifth time. With the flip video camera she won from the contest, she'll
hopefully be able to share with more people in the United States of what God is doing in Haiti.
Vanderwell's heart aches for needy kids in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. For 6 weeks, she loved on orphans through her words and actions. Vanderwell and her church group also led a VBS for older kids in the orphanage.
Our theme of the week was God's love, and we used several different parables to illustrate to them the immense love that God has for them.
The trip gave new perspective to things she normally used to worry about, like road construction.
In the grand scheme of things, we have life really, really good here.
If God's putting missions on your heart, Vanderwell encourages you to go.
Even just a short-term mission trip can drastically change your priorities and your outlook on life.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.